Well, rise and shine. Good morning, everybody. November 16th, 2009. And before I go downstairs for a bite of breakfast, I was just taking a look at my lesson plans for today. Looks like for the introduction to database classes, we'll be taking our first look at queries using Microsoft Access. And for the web design class, very basic HTML tags and setting up tables. And we'll put the students' image work onto their web pages. So that's what's happening for those classes. And once again, I got it wrong. I totally thought today would be the naming of parts, but I guess that's coming up later. Then I'll have a few hours to get ready for my radio class in the evening. For that, the students are just continuing to prepare their 45-minute live show, which they're doing in a group of 3 to 4 members. That will be done on Ustream, since our official internet stream is not online officially yet. So that's all kind of stuff that's happening on the teacherly front. Sort of brewing or churning below that at a different level is getting papers returned and work commented upon. I've loaded up on my laptop, which I'll be taking with me for the 3 or 4 hours which I have between my morning classes and my evening class, to watch the student speech videos and then prepare some sort of feedback for them. And also I've got 25 essays loaded up on my computer as well, which I'm going to have to read and provide comments for. So this is the reality of teaching. And another part of the reality is that I've got to prepare some lesson materials for tomorrow. So all of that just leads me to be reminded of the quote from the movie Airplane. Lloyd Bridges was the guy who was in charge of the air traffic control tower when all of the stuff was going down. And he said, picked a hell of a week to quit smoking. You know, speaking of quitting smoking, this is probably the third or fourth time that I've quit over the last 5 or 6 years. And goodness, I've been smoking for nearly a quarter of a century. Perhaps you can hear it in my voice early in the morning. This time around, the quit date coincides with the date that I purchased the iPod Touch. It also coincides with the date that I began Audio Boo. Last night, as I was preparing for today's teaching, I really had a strong urge to go smoke. I wouldn't call it a fit, because a fit would imply that one is irrational and pulling one's hair out and just trying to work out a reason to escape to the vending machine or to the convenience store. It wasn't like that. It was much more of a methodical, rational process, just thinking of how much I would enjoy and savor the cigarette. And sure, I thought of the walk down the hill to purchase it. What was the governing mechanism and what prevented me from doing that was just how much self-loathing would follow from that, because I really do want to quit this time. And part of my rationale here is that I cannot afford this iPod Touch, so I've decided that 4 months of buying cigarettes would pay for the iPod Touch, so I need to get at least 100 or so days down without smoking. So that's all the stuff going on the conscious level with this. But then I don't know if you believe in the subconscious, not in the Freudian sense of the subconscious, but just the idea that there is this layer of sort of control that's below the surface that we don't really have the ability to grasp or handle when we're awake like we are now listening to this. But a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, I've had a dream in which I've gone through the whole battle of wanting to smoke, and actually I lost the battle, and I see myself in the dream smoking a cigarette. And such was the case last night. I was in the copy room of one of my campuses, all alone, smoking away, and the cigarette was finished, and I had to do something with it. And I extinguished it in a stack of papers, and the room went up in flames. I had just barely gotten out. What a deal. So I was happy to wake up to discover that that was just a dream and was not real. Oh, speaking of dreams and smoking dreams, so much more I could say. But unfortunately, I don't have time. Breakfast awaits downstairs, and the day is beckoning outside. So let me go face it, and with any luck at all, we'll check in later in the day. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.